Hey, you, is your league rocking that same tired fantasy trophy they gave out to millennials like Grandma's Butterscotch? Trophy Smack destroys the competition! Finally, there is a unique and customizable fantasy sports trophy to represent your hard-earned victory. With Trophy Smack Swap Tops, you have the ability to change the trophy top every year. The league winner keeps their topper and plaque to remind them of what it takes to be number one. We also sell rings, championship belts, and gift cards. Still not sold on Trophy Smack? Take a real customer's word for it.
It's clearly the best trophy on the planet. I bought the Trump Topper and wow, doesn't that topper look like a winner?
Oh, I almost forgot. Last year in my fantasy league with UPS, I won a bet for free lifetime shipping. So, you're welcome for that. Take your fantasy smack talk to the next level. Visit TrophySmack.com to buy your trophy today.
What's up, and welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour with your hosts, Doug Eddy, Tim Keller, and Tyler Gunther. Bring us all inside the huddle. Whether it's in-season or off-season, this is your spot for the best and in-depth Dynasty fantasy football advice. So let's not waste any more time and get right to it with Doug, Tim, and Tyler with another Dynasty Happy Hour.
Welcome back to the Dynasty Happy Hour. That is right. It is just me, Tyler, tonight. You got to deal with me, so just push through and deal with me. I'm sorry. I know Doug and Tim are out this week, but it is my first solo pod, so let's see how it goes. Hopefully, we don't lose 80% of listeners this week due to it just being just me, but don't worry. They'll be back. So the real podcast, two people in Doug and Tim will be back. No worries. We are actually brought to you by Trophy Smack and TrophySmack.com. Go on there, use code DHHRING, and go get yourself a free $60 ring with a purchase of a sweet trophy for your championship. I just got my home league trophy today, League of 10,000 Lakes trophy. It has blue pillars. It has a blue football on top. It is sweet. It is majestic. I can't wait to give it to the owner. Well, actually, I can wait because I like it here. And I hope it stays, or I hope it comes back, I should say. Because yes, despite me not wanting to give it back over to him, I have to because I am the commission. What kind of commissioner would I be if I didn't give it to him? But yes, go to TrophySmack.com, DHH ring, $60 ring. Man, even the rings are very nice. Go get one. I'm going to hit right to the injuries, and then I'm going to go into what I am going to do, a one hit per game type thing. I'm going to give you one big thing from each game that I saw. So it's going to be a really quick pod, maybe 12, 15 minutes. So it's not going to be too long of listening to me just ramble on. But first, I'm going to hit with the injuries. JJ torn ACL out for the year. Corey Clement, maybe. Hopefully you guys all listen to me. I know it's probably rare that you did, but hopefully you guys did and got some Corey Clement shares because this could be the opportunity he has needed. I know he hasn't been as healthy as we hoped, but this is a huge opportunity for him to take advantage of. And maybe, I know that Fletcher Cox just restructured his deal, so they have more of a cap-friendly deal for them. And could this be to acquire Le'Veon Bell? And if that happens, holy cow, the Eagles would be awesome. They got a great offensive line, and this would only push them up top again. But man, Le'Veon Bell in Philly, could it be Tevin Coleman? I actually like LaShawn McCoy there, which would be a good thing. Him going back to Philly, he knows the area, he loves it there. Why not? Why not end his career where he started it and just lit the world on fire? Next, Fournette and Cook. These hamstring injuries suck, but what a buying opportunity for these two at the moment. I just traded Cook for Jarvis pretty much in a rider league that we have over here in Dynasty Happy Hour, and I'm happy with it. I know the guy who I made the deal with, Jason, shout out to Jason Thomas. I think he's happy with it. He is the one that made the offer, and I felt like it was a fair deal. But the thing is, in the beginning of the year, Cook was almost a first-round pick, and Jarvis was a third or fourth. I know we shouldn't look at it like that, but Cook, once he starts playing, the value will rise again. So I am not disappointed in this deal at all. With Fournette, man, can his price get any lower? I know there's a lot of doubters out there, but Fournette is a huge buy as well. When Fournette comes back, he is going to just be a bell cow. I love Fournette still, and Cook. These guys are huge buys. I think Fournette's probably further away than Cook from coming back. Cook, I think, will be back this week, and Cook's playoff schedule, if you are a playoff team, is very nice. Weeks 14, 15, and 16 are against the lower end, the lower half of defenses against the run. So why don't we get right into this one big thing for each game. I'm going to start off on Thursday, New England versus the Colts. Chester Rogers, he looks like a poor man's Jarvis Landry to me. Despite him having the same number, that is not it. I feel like I might be a little smarter than just going, he's got same number, it's Jarvis. But Rogers went 8 for 66 on 11 targets. Luck has been throwing a ton. He's got tenacity, and he fights for extra yards. He finds holes in the zone gaps, which is very nice to see, and it reminds me a lot of Jarvis in that aspect. He is a very cheap buy that I think could be a good wide receiver 3 for the rest of the year. And you never know, he could be a good future value as well. Falcons versus Steelers, James Conner is the real deal. Falcons are very hurt on defense. Conner went 21 for 110 and 2 on the ground. He didn't really have any big runs, but man, did he just take chunk after chunk. I don't think he had a run over 30, but when he was running the ball, there was no negative yardage. Also, he had 4 catches for 75 yards in the pass game, which just makes you think, I feel like the Steelers might trade Bell. There's a good chance James Conner's showing well. Why not? Save some money. Save with the drama. Just get him out of there. Get him to a different team. Get some compensation for it. And just move on. Bills versus Titans. Go buy Corey Davis. He is an emerging superstar in my eyes. He went 4 for 49 off 6 targets. But he was going against Tre'Davious White, who is one of the top corners in the league. He shadows people. He played very well against Davis, and Davis actually played well against him. This seems like a floor game for Davis, and the future is bright for him. If Mariota can keep giving him targets, and if Mariota can be as good as Andy Dalton, why can't Corey Davis be AJ Green? I don't see a scenario where that is impossible. Next game is Miami versus Cincinnati. We have Joe Mixon is up there with the big boys. His comparisons to Bell aren't far off. He's not as patient as Bell, but he's definitely more explosive and way faster. He went 22 for 93 at 4.2 yards per carry, which is around where Bell averages. And he also went 3 for 22 in a touchdown. My favorite part about that touchdown catch is he went back to the ball like a stud elite receiver. It just shows his receiving game chops. I love Joe Mixon rest of year. I think he is a top, I almost say if a top 5 plays with how the running back position is showing up this year. Ravens versus the Browns. Yes, Doug, the Chief has arrived. With Baker Mayfield starting and looking towards the middle of the field, which Mayfield is just dirty in the middle of the field. I mean, the accuracy he has in the middle of the field, this is why I loved Jarvis Landry from the beginning of the year, is because Baker is just so accurate in the middle. And it makes Njoku that much better. He got 11 targets and he went 6 for 69 off those 11 targets. Nice. He still had some drops, but he has his quarterback now, and he has a chemistry to build off of. Lions versus Packers. How can I not talk about Equanimeous St. Brown, ESB? He had 5 targets, 3 for 89, and the run after the catch ability off that long catch and run was so nice. He split the defenders at 6'5", 220, and he's got 4.49 speed. Don't forget that. ESB is a stud, an athletic freak, and if he can keep getting the snap share as he has, I think he had 60 or 70%, and then Valdez-Scantling got probably about 10% more than him, and he also had 10 targets, Valdez-Scantling that is, and for 7 for 68 and 1, he could have had 2. Scantling looks good as well, so if Cobb is hurt and Geronimo Allison doesn't come back from this concussion, I wouldn't worry about it because these young rookie receivers look good, except for Jermon Moore, which sadly was the preseason story that has not panned out like people were thinking. It's ESB and Valdez-Scantlin. Jags versus Chiefs, TJ Yeldon. Can he be a lead back in 2019? Somewhere else, maybe? Yeah. Fournette owners should actually go pay for him. He went 10 for 53 and 8 for 69 on 10 targets in the passing game. He is the best handcuff in the NFL at the moment. And in 2019, you could literally have Fournette as an RB1 on your team and Yeldon as a high-end RB2. Why not go pay for Yeldon? It's worth it. Broncos versus Jets. Go get Chad Kelly in Superflex Leagues because Keenum is trash. Yes, he went 35 for 51 for 377 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 pick. All garbage time. He was missing throws a ton. And the team is starting to fade him. I know Cecil Lammy on the Audible podcast has been talking, and he just hears rumblings that Chad Kelly, it could be his time soon. I know Cortland Sutton has been playing very well, and I will say Keenum has held him back. And it sucks because I think Sutton could have a huge year, but Keenum has just not shown what we saw last year up here in Minnesota. He's just kind of gone back to a wrinkly old vegetable. Giants versus Panthers. Go buy DJ Moore right now. He is getting more playing time, no pun intended. The bye week usually helps with rookies and playing time swing their way, which they just had it last week. He went 4 for 49 and 1 for 18 rushing. Newton's starting to trust him. Funchess only had 3 more targets than him. This swing could be starting, and DJ Moore could end up being the one. Sooner than later, go get DJ Moore while the value is still kind of low, and I think he's going to pan out well for you. Raiders versus Chargers. Get out of Amari Cooper and the mind games he plays week to week in fantasy football. Sell the next big game he has. I'm done. Cooper's out. I'm going to drop my rankings even more. I feel like Cooper is the Derrick Henry of fantasy receivers, of dynasty. Just we've seen glimpses. We've hoped that he can grow. I know Cooper had 2,000-yard years, but what happened? Has he gained too much weight? And he looks bigger to me. Cooper in college was a thinner, just chiseled, but thinner, and a route runner. Why not go back to that? The NFL has changed. You don't need to be a huge, big receiver. I mean, the only time that worked was for Anquan Boldin. Anquan Boldin had a different style than anybody else. So, Cooper, either change yourself, but I'm all out. Cards versus 49ers. With Garcon hurt, go get Richie James. He is finally active. He had a catch for 7 yards. He's the most athletic receiver on the roster. And yes, that is including Dante Pettis. Travis May, I just want to thank you for introducing me to Richie James, because if not, I would not have him on any teams. The playing time should increase with all the weapons going down. Richie James, huge buy. Go see if he's on your waiver wire. Rams versus Seahawks. Go buy Doug Baldwin very cheap if you're a contender. He only had 1 target this week. And Wilson's second half heat up is coming. You can feel it coming. Baldwin's going to get healthier, and he could be a huge asset in your championship run. And he could be really cheap right now. I know David Moore had 2 touchdowns in the slot, which is where Baldwin plays. I just think Baldwin is going to have a huge boost second half. Remember, I think it was 3 years ago when he had 14 touchdowns and most of it was in the second half? Think of that, but maybe not as heated. Cowboys versus Texans. Go buy Donta Foreman right now. He'll be back week 7 off the IR. Blue and Miller are average if you combine them. It is terrible. The O-line is also terrible, but with Watson, he helps the run game. And also, remember Donta Foreman's last game when he had 10 for 70 plus, 2 touchdowns. He broke off monster runs. Donta Foreman is a guy who is an athletic freak, a guy who's got it all. He's an all-around running back. I like him. Go buy him. You could probably get him for a second-round pick right now. Go do that. Foreman is coming back week 7. He could be actually a guy that pushes you to a championship. And like I told you, that will do it. It's been about 12 minutes or so. We will be back next week. Tim, Doug, who knows? We've been so bad. Off and on, back and forth this year, that hopefully we can all get together and be together as one. You guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out patreon.com/DynastyHHPod. We literally only have one Patreon. And Brian, I want to tell you, if you are listening, thank you for that. And get a hold of me because I want to give you a gift for doing that. Because you have stayed true. Choose out a Funko Pop you want, and it's on me. But go sign up for Patreon. Then we can start this extra episode, this extra listener question. It'll be fun. We want to talk more. I just got a new mic. I want to use it. So let's start getting this thing rolling. Like I said, we'll be back next week. Check out trophysmack.com. DHH ring for a free $60 ring. Man, the choices you can get on that website are awesome. Switch tops, everything you want in a trophy. Trophysmack.com. DHH ring. See you guys next week. Later.
That's all the time we have for Dynasty Happy Hour. If you're looking for more fantasy football advice, be sure and follow the guys on Twitter. Doug at DaFantasyFather, Tim at DHH_Tim, Tyler at DHH_Tyler. Check out DynastyHappyHour.com for rankings, articles, ADP, shirts, and so much more. Need a question answered on the show? Hit the guys up on Twitter at DynastyHHPod, on the contact link on the site, or by email. DHH@DynastyHappyHour.com. Music is brought to you by the Fantasy Hitman, Mike Wright. We'll catch you back here next time for the Dynasty Happy Hour.